Well, thank you everyone for joining us here in Simply Blooming Satsang. It's the first of many to come as far as Ganesh is concerned. And thank you to the audience for joining in as well. We have Tira, Linda, Vishnu, Sasha. Jen is going to show up any minute now, and then the rest of the team. So we like to start with a core group of people, and then we send out those radiances into the ether for anyone who wants to join in. So welcome to all of you who do end up joining in at any given nanosecond. So Ganesh is going to be the one to be at the epicenter of this satsang, so I'm just waiting for him to... Hello, darlings! Hello, everyone! Very exciting to be here. Welcome to Simply Blooming's first global satsang. It's very exciting. And we're going to start, if you're all okay with that, with the word Om, because Om is not... It's the seeded mantra. So being part of the cosmos... as a universal human being, it's really a wise energy to ground yourself in your physical form, you know, because in this day and age, with all the things that go on in our mind, in our body, our emotional stress, and even those of you who are having fun, there's also still this element of performance going on. So we're going to work with you and be with you in the development of letting go of that desire and need to be a performer in your own adventure all the time, you know, because it's quite exhausting on your neural pathways. So this is really the epicenter of this satsang. And actually Sasha. So Sasha, the beautiful musician that we have the gifted understanding of knowing, has his musical repertoire around him. So Sasha, would you like to hit a key note on your beautiful piano there? What you feel the keynote is for Om?
I actually feel more in tune with the certain frequency of my voice.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, let me, I just switched to the different device and it turns that the sound is different. So my sound was better on the previous device.
It's okay. Yeah, you're right.
So let me switch to that previous one.
Yeah. So, you know, while Sasha's just organizing his musical instruments there, you know, darlings, every one of you has your own epicenter of sound. So what Sasha said there is so true. His own voice is where he's comfortable with. That is very beautiful. So it's a bit like a racing car driver, which is really a beautiful energy in a world that lives at a fast pace. So what we're going to do now, if you're seated in a comfortable position and you can earth your feet into the ground by placing them flat on the ground, if you're not comfortable doing that, well, we would ask you to ask yourself why. You know, because for this particular adventure in this satsang, grounding yourself through your energy of your feet, and your feet can be up in, you know, in a different place, but your feet in this particular thing needs to be grounded on earth. So feet flat on the ground. And so we're going to ask you to feel where your ether is. Now, it is an interesting experience. You can't think this. This is why we go straight to the ether. You can't think where it is. It is just, it will come into your presence of understanding, you know. So just feel where your ether is. It is actually, it feels beautiful, okay? So you know where it is because you feel the lightness of your being instantly, you know. So if you're thinking what it is and you're thinking where it is and you're thinking where it is in your body, it won't make itself known to you. So just be patient with yourself. Your being will, that's it. So you are now in your being. And now that will automatically synchronize your breath. So allow your rhythmic breath to become you. You know, and you know, there's no need to rush. You don't need to rush. We have plenty of timelessness in our world. So just feel your breath and allow it to just move through your entire being. Through the air, through the ether, through the infinite self, grounding through your feet. And your feet will feel light, you know, because they are light. Earth is light. Gear is light. And in your ready, and when you allow your vocal cords to express themselves, just allow the sound of Om. And the Om could be in any way that it desires. You might snap, crackle, pop, or you may not. But it is all Om. All sound is Om. And when you're ready, just be aware it's not a race and you don't have to last a long time with your Om. Your Om may feel short to you, but really your Om is your Om. It is not a short or long or lengthy or whatever. It is your Om, your grounding, your sound frequency vibration. But in as you express that Om, you are calibrating your energy within the earth sphere that is light. Okay, so your body, your being, your physical human form will start to feel the lightness of itself, you know. So let's do Om again. And remember, everything from here on is Om for you, no matter what. Your body is already in the calibration of your Om. And then we're going to make another sound, you know. Now, there's no one way to express sound. So allow yourself to be adventurous and allow your voice, your vocal cords, to express how it desires within the Om that you have now been chanting. It may be an ah, it may be an oh, it may be a ee, it could be anything. It could be any octave. It is all about you now, you know. You are calibrating within your Om. You are grounding your light. You are recognizing your sphere of light, your human form as pure light. Ee. So let's just be clear, because we got that some of you are worried about your sound. There's no standard here. There's your sound, and your sound is primordial for you. So expressing oneself through your own elevated understanding of self is pivotal to well-being, you know. When you block your own elevated sound waves, it is a trickiness in your everyday flow, you know. So this is a wonderful way to release anything that is holding you back from being you, very inwardly, but also outwardly. You know, when we hold ourselves back from within ourselves, then, you know, it is limiting your ability to express yourself outwardly. So you hold back the tide of your creativity. So let's go again with your Om. So feel where your feet are. Feel where your legs are. Feel the joints around your knees. Feel your pelvic floor, your heart center, your throat, the back of your throat, into your mouth. So how is your jaw right now? Are you feeling a little bit of lockdown happening? You know, no more lockdown, right? So feeling your jaw, if you need to sort of move the jaw very gently, no fast, quick movements there. You know, maybe you might want to open your mouth wide a little bit. To the side, very gently, either side, very gently, and then up through your nasal passage into your mind's eye, your ajna, up through your crown, and allow the cascading of light to envelope you all the way as Gaia, all right? So you and you are now in your epicenter of your vortex of co-creativity. So we will own within your own vortex as the vortex is spinning in its vertical axis. Ooh. And some of you will feel something within the vortex around your base of your spine. Ooh. And again, and some of you feel the lightness around your azure, your mind's eye, and you'll feel this sort of spinning, but a very gentle, it's not like you're in turbulence. It is just a very, you feel the movement of your energy moving. For some of you, it's around the back of your head, where your car template is, below the fontanel. Now, for those of you who are tensing up trying to get this right, just allow yourself to be you, you know. Deep breath. And relax into the om. The vortex is still enveloping your entire embrace. Going anti-clockwise, you don't have to think this out. It is simply a natural flow, a rhythmic flow, a natural vibration. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Grounding as you ground, so the vortex is wrapping itself around, spinning as your body is starting to go through the earth, as the earth of the earth. Shanti. 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 Now your pelvic floor is space. It is ether. It is open, relaxed, opening, relaxed, opening, expanding, opening, relax. Let go of the gripping. You know, if for those who are sitting upright, you know, when you tense your pelvic floor, You're blocking your energy, so let's om this out. Now your arm will be your arm. It will sound differently because it is you. Your vibrational internoding is very important, you know. There are many internodes within your frequency of every atom. Calming your throat. Calibrating your heart. Allowing the thread going from your heart center via your throat back down into your heart, through your solar plexus, into your sacral, into your muladhara, out through the pelvic floor, through your feet, threading up through your shins, your calves, your knees, your thighs, your pelvic floor, up through the base of your spine, through your kundalini, arising, up through, through your soul star, your crown center, around. And some of you will feel your soul star at the base of your feet. That is also exquisite. There is no one direction to be right now because you're all pervading. Vortex is spinning around in a clockwise direction. You do not need to overthink this. Allow it to be so. Now, your perfect note is you. You know, we can hear you. So some of you are worried about your crackling and hitting a soprano note. Let go of soprano and allow the notes to elevate wherever they need to be in your vortex, your neural pathways, your pineal gland is calibrating itself through your nervous system, your limbic system, your endocrine system. So you see the different elevations, but they are all elevated frequencies. So as you are snap, crackling, and popping, they are calibrating. You are a capable being of calibrating your own vibrational alignment. You do not need anything outside of you. This is all who you are as a beautiful being of light who has taken on a human form, who has created your human form, who can regenerate this human form, who can rejuvenate this human form, who creates perfectly beautiful well-being, whatever well-being means to you, in your wealthy state of consciousness, abundance in all things that is light, bright, and heavenly. You know, heavenly is all earth, you know. It is beautiful, it's exquisite, it is nature, it is alive, it is you. You are nature, you are elevated, you are human, but you are cosmically sound wave frequency vibrations. Now, you know, what's interesting about those sounds are they are also your vowel sounds, you know. So your vowel sounds in your embodied energy, is pivotal to your elevated understanding of how you use language in your world, you know. So when you speak through your vowel sounds, through the energy of alignment, what comes out of your mouth is in harmony from your heart center. So there is only ever kindness, you know. So that's, you know, something to maybe ponder in your dynamite of self, you know, that which sometimes is explosive. And just feel your aligned energy and feel where you're at when you feel like you want to explode outside of your aligned self. Come back into your heart center. And when you want to have a willful moment of resistance to who and what you are, through your exquisite being of light, you know, language is a beautiful way of expressing, and sound is a way of expressing. For people who can't hear, language is exquisite. It comes through their vibrational frequency that absolutely uses sound waves. You know, so even for those who you perceive as deaf, they're absolutely able to hear sound waves. It's just on a different frequency of octave, you know. So it may be inside themselves something similar to, oh, it will be at a different frequency of light, but you also calibrate to your own frequency of light, you know, and it is all those sounds that you have now made and those that are yet to be birthed by you, you know. So this is a satsang in a cosmic way. This is what a satsang actually is in its meaning through the Vedas. This is a satsang. It is pure light that elevates itself through a physical form that is also elevating itself consciously, you know, into nodal calibration through your pineal gland that is connected to your limbic system, your endocrine system, your nervous system. You know, that is your Kundalini rising, you know, grounded from the base center at the back of your spine, at the base of your spine, allowing it to move gently. See how it's a gentle movement as it moves through and curves as a vortex all the way through your spine, through your vortex of throat. Yes, some of you are feeling something there, up into your vocal cords, yes, into your nasal patch. Oh, yes, some of you allowing your nasal passage to flow. Beautiful. Have those tissues ready or use a neti pot by all means. And then allow that, you know, you could go do your thing with your nasal passages and then up into your mind and come back when you're ready. And into your ajna, up through your soul star and your crown. That's, yes, absolutely, darlings. And then allow that showering of light that just goes in all different directions, you know, because you are all different directions yet grounded through your feet. So you are elevating, but you are grounded as Gaia. You are the natural world. You know, you are the bird, you are the eagle that, yes, darling, that flies above the earth, that grounds itself when it lands. So you are the spirit animal of true nature. Allowing the sounds to elevate out through your vocal cords. Allowing your emotional release. You know the beautiful owls of your world? Ooh, ooh, ooh. You know that sound? Ooh, ooh, ooh. And you know they make that sound for a reason. All sounds that the birds of this world make have a call, you know, and they're actually in perfect harmony of the human form, you know. So when you hear a bird screech, sometimes it's the inner screeching of your vocal cords from within, squawking at yourself, you know. So how is it squawking right here, right now? Is it a very soothing shanti, 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 or is it a berating of oneself? You know, how does it feel tuning into your emotional body? Hearing the beating of your heart as the shamanic drum. Boom. Boom. So all the sounds are part of who you are as a human being, as a cosmic being, allowing oneself to express oneself in any way, which way, that is harmonizing your vehicle in wellness, in wealthiness, of abundance, of your vital life force. Ah. are grounding into the depth, the alto. Some of you will go soprano. Letting go of the word soprano and just allowing your voice to elevate. And allowing your voice to rest and allowing your vibrational frequency to emanate from within your heart center. Feeling the rush of Purusha, cosmic energy, relaxing your form, radiating, illuminating like the northern lights, beautiful in the exquisiteness of colorful light rays. If those of you who've closed your eyes as this body has, just allow in your own readiness to open them, but only when you're ready. If you're not ready, allow them to stay closed. You'll feel a sensitivity around when you're ready to open them. There's no rush. You come from the timelessness. We live in the timelessness where all things are perfectly timed. And opening when you're ready. And just relaxing, allowing your breath to just be wherever it needs to be. Feeling your heart center. Some of you have stilled your heart. So, you know, there's a saying called, be still my beating heart, right? Now you know where that saying comes from. Allowing the beat of your heart. It's calibrating. And now you're in your rhythmic breath, flowing effortlessly. For some of you, it's the first time you've understood what rhythmic breathing is, but it is pure health. It is a sattvic form of health. So pure health is in the true sense of what sattvic is, your true nature, whatever that is. And it's going to be different for each one of you. You know, it's not the false sense of perfection. It is your perfect way of being, which is who you are, is exactly who you are. It is perfect in every moment, no matter what you're expressing, no matter how you're expressing. It is you in every moment. Breathing out, Purusha, allowing the rush to come to you as a breath in. And breathing out. So some of you will feel some of you will have some soreness around your diaphragm. And that's because for some of you, you've just exercised your diaphragm in symbiotic resonance for the first time in your life. So you'll feel the pain of release sometimes. you know, it's not true pain, but it feels that tightness, which feels a little bit uncomfortable, you know. So for some of you, that's quite painful, and some of you will feel that emotional release that we hold on. It literally blocks our, not only our neural pathways, but it is our neural pathways that elevates our breath. And so, you know, you feel that some of you will feel like you want to flop down now and relax. So if you do feel that desire, lay down in Shavasana, corpse pose, you know, just allow yourself to ground your whole body now. You know, so, you know, and if you're feeling unsteady and you're seated, just let your body's energy come into a sense of shanti, peace, oneness, alignment, because your energy may feel like it's still in the calibration phase. So don't rush this. Allow it to move. You're all in different phases right now. So Lord Shiva is and Vishnu, the triad, we call them, and Brahma, the principles of light in human form. You know, some of you are more aligned with Krishna, Buddha, Tara, Kuan Yin. They're all here. You know, some of you have others that you call the angelic kingdom. They're all there. They're all embracing you. You know, so you're all grounded, you're secure, you're safe, your energy is aligned, and they're all here nurturing, supporting as your mirror. You are capable of nurturing yourself, absolutely, but you also have the vast repertoire of vibrational frequencies that take many, many forms that you understand, that mirror back who you are as a cosmic being. So allow, yeah, and also some of you are ready to get up off your seated position and just lay down in Shavasana. And just feel yourself in your body, you know, feel where your energy is more light, where it still feels a little heavy. You know, that is all part of the symbiosis as it's calibrating in your physical form. The roots of your body are now anchored. If you're in Shavasana, there is a rooted down into the earth as Gaya, like as the tree of life, you know, because you are the eternal tree of life. That's symbolic, but also is existing in your Gaya. Gaya has a very secret source of tree of life, but it's absolutely pulsating through that, you know. And so your limbs are the limbs of the tree of life. Your heart is at the core of the trunk. Your muladhara is at the base of the trunk as the roots, the mycelium, the hyphae go through your whole limbic nervous system, through your endocrine system, your pineal gland is sending out your neural pathways, your signals, and your soul star is moving all around you. It is just simply enveloping you in the infinity symbol, which is actually an energetic movement. As it's creating new tapestries, calibrating the old tapestries and dissolving any that are no longer in desire for you to move on in your life. You know. That's it. And you know, you feel refreshed now, right? You know, just in your own way, you know. We see some of you are all smiles, twinkles in your eyes, beautiful. And some of you are very, very sound in your, beautiful, in your Shavasana. Some of you want to go to sleep now, curl up, beautiful. You go be you. And some of you are getting ready to move into your day. Some of you are ready to move into your slumber. Some of you want to go eat, you know, whatever it is for you, all beautiful. Oh, some of you are going to a party, well, good for you, darlings. Off you go. You know, but differently, right? Yeah, differently. You know, oh, you don't want alcohol? Well, good for you, darlings. Personally, I love a good grape or two that is fermented. But you do you. Beautiful. Lovely. Okay. Also, for all of you who are still present, so, shanti, shanti, shanti. Thank you, darlings. Thank you, all of you who have been with us in this now moment. Thank you who are yet to tune into this shanti. Thank you to all. Namaste from all of us. And thank you to all of you who have joined into us. Tira, Vishnu, Jen, whoever, wherever you are right now. Thank you too for you for being present in your own way. Linda, Sasha, thank you, thank you, thank you. And for all of you who are tuning in, thank you. May your pathway be removed of all obstacles and no longer make them, darlings, no longer make them for you. From your heart center, from me to you, Om Guru, Om Guru, Om Guru. Bye for now.